Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you today?
Yes, I just got my bill in from Citizens Bank, and I had let me pull it up, and I'll give you the reference number. That'll help a lot, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's real long, so you'll have to bear with me on it. Okay. First of all, my name is Todd, and the reference number was you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 853-455-1101, 890-10-122-0384.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your zip code?
Yeah, it's 92223.
And your first and last name?
My first name is Todd, TODD. Last name Keene, KEENE.
Yes, sir. Do
Excuse
you
me.
have an order ID number?
Let's see if that's what it is. That was the order ID number, I thought. It's for Blaze Nourish.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, my shipping address is 1450 Tinkers Creek Park, Beaumont, California, 92223.
Yes, sir. I'm looking here. I see that you started to travel with us on January for the watch and the earbuds, and you only pay shipping and handling for that. And what they did after 14 days, they bill you out the retail price for that product, which is $59.97.
The Blaze Nature was $59.97, and the Blaze Nourish is $54.97. And what are they?
The earbuds was 59 with was $54.97, and the watch that you received it was $59.97. Those are two different payments. When you first started up ordered this, you was placed on a trial, and the trial you were was 14 days, and after the trial they billed you at the retail price for those two products that you
Oh, God.
received it. Yes, sir. And what you would do, you would receive earbuds and watch every month, and you will pay the retail price for those earbuds and watch. But what I can do is offer you a 35% discount on all your future orders.
I probably won't order it. See, I thought it was just I didn't read the fine print, and that's the key. Okay, I thought it was just the shipping only, and that was it. They didn't show me a final price on each item.
Yes, sir.
And the watch definitely is not worth $60 or $59.97, and the earbuds are not even really worth that. I'm not trying to run them down at all, but they're just very inexpensive items. And I don't know, how can I get this either credited or I can't send them back. I know because it's past the time, so.
Yes, sir. Let's see.
And so you have both of them in view, so you can see the both items that were ordered. Okay, good. And like I said,
With the earbuds and the watch, they have a return policy. They should return. They will have that. They want that back in 7 days. They must receive it before the 7 days to avoid the extra, the EOT charge. I don't have an
God.
RME number, but I do have the return address. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, I'm gonna get something to write with here. Just a second. Okay, so the return address for which one?
Both.
Okay. And I don't have know if I have the proper packaging for them.
That's fine.
I could return the buds and return the watch, and just I could put them in a bubble wrap pouch or something.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. The return address is
6066 and Capitol Avenue.
What is it?
And just an N by itself, apostrophe. Well, period, capital, capital.
I can't understand what I've got the 6066, but I can't understand what, can you spell it for me?
Yes, sir, give me a brief moment.
Because I do have just the 6066. I just need the rest of the address. And could both of these be put just in one envelope?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to repeat it. It's 2066 and...
Excuse me. 2020... Excuse me, I'm going to... scratch that out and start all over. It's 2066.
And?
Ian? E?
Uh-huh, just, no. Just Ian.
I don't understand. What is it?
Ian, just an N, like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. Like that. Just an N, a regular N.
It ain't A-N-D?
No, just A-N-D. N.
N is in Norman?
Yes, just an N.
N is in Norman. Okay, it's like, or North, or whatever,
capital,
right?
Capital C-A-P-I-T-O-L.
C-A-P. Excuse me, C-A-P at... Now, this isn't a mailing address, though. It...
Uh-huh, this is the address.
Oh, I have to put you on the speaker because I have 2066 N
C A
yes
P
I Capitol
Avenue A V E
Avenue, okay.
S-T-E. This is by itself. At the Capitol Avenue, apostrophe. S-T-E.
Okay. I'm so sorry because I really don't have problems. I got 2066 North Capitol Avenue. And then what was the next part of it?
S-T-E.
S-T-E.
3010.
3010.
Yes, sir.
Also, it's Suite 3010.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got that much. Okay.
Apostrophe. Okay.
S-A-N.
J-O-S-E.
J-O-S-E.
Apostrophe. C-A. Apostrophe. 95132.
Is there any chance you could text this to me? Because I can't figure any of this out.
No, sir. We don't have... It's no way.
Okay.
I only can tell you over the phone. C A.
Okay, so first of all, and what was your name again?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, thanks, Tiffany. I'm sorry. I'm not really slow, but I'm just having a hard time understanding. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to read what I have, which is 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010. And then is it, I didn't understand the apostrophes and all of that. I didn't want to know what they meant.
At the 3010 is apostrophe. S-A-N-J-O-S-E apostrophe C-A.
Uh-huh.
You have that?
Okay. And then apostrophe is just the little line above the last letter, right?
Uh-huh. And the zip code is 95132.
95132.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and, Tiffany, I'll read it back to you again. I've got 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, apostrophe. I don't understand that part of it. But, and then it goes San Jose, California, 95132.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I don't put the apostrophes in there, it'll still get there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to do it one more time just to make sure I've got it correct. I'm going to address and put both items in an envelope. And how can I guarantee that I need to include the part numbers or what?
No.
I put those in a pouch to send them back.
No, sir. You will only once you do that, you will only need the return address that I just provided you,
uh-huh,
and the order ID number on the package with your name.
The two order numbers, which are the real, real long ones I read to you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I have to include the reference numbers. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
yes,
okay,
sir.
So I'm going to run it through just so I've got it right. And I'm just going to not put the apostrophes in. I've got 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132, and then the reference numbers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And so just put both of them in a little bubble envelope. Be fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tiffany. I think I've got everything I need. Both reference numbers in with the item.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think I got it all. If I have any problems, I guess I'll just call that number back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling, 'cause of support. You have a great day.
All right, Tiffany. Thank you. Bye.